You're listening to KFFR Community Radio. I'm Steve Skinner. On the line with me right now is Joel Cochran. He's Grand County's Office of Emergency Management Director. We're going to talk about the efforts to control flood after the fires of last fall. So good morning, Joel. How are you, sir?
Yeah, good. Doing great. Good morning.
All right. Nice to hear from you. I know you're busy right now, and I appreciate you taking some time to talk to our listeners. Why is flood after fire even a possibility here in Grand County?
Yeah, great question. So, we call it the burn scar, and you'll hear that terminology. And that burn across the landscape, it dramatically changes the view. Obviously, we see that when we drive around the county, but it changes the vegetation conditions, right? It burns all the trees, it burns all the fine grasses, it burns all the weeds, it does those things. And that change in the landscape and the root structure that normally stabilizes soil is where the risk to flooding comes from.
It seems like we're in a serious drought here, so the risk of flood seems very remote, perhaps, to the common layman. Do you anticipate that we'll experience flooding, or is this just because certain areas in other places of the country have experienced this flood danger? And how long does it take before the soil comes back?
You know, typically in the high country, in the high meadows in Colorado, the initial start of any flood risk comes from your snowpack. And depending on what that looks like over the next month, our snowpack may be fairly normal or actually below. And as you pointed out, you know, we're in drought conditions in different parts of the United States and in Colorado. So, but those the trees and the vegetation, they drink water, so they keep the soil the way it is. And this burn creates kind of a plastic layer, people describe it as, and it glazes the soil. And so, what we're used to, how spring runoff soaks into the soil, and how springtime rains soak into the soil. Today, that could be very different, and in burn scar areas, you can see as much as 14 times the normal runoff in river channels, and that can lead to flooding risk. And because the soil saturates differently, so you get your soil saturated, and there's no vegetation and root system to hold it in place. And this is where mudslides, and they pick up debris and bring rocks and trees and, you know, other kinds of things down in the river courses and into developed areas. So those are the things that have really changed and that we want to be aware of going into this runoff season and then into the summer when we have our rains.
We're talking with Grand County's Office of Emergency Management Director Joel Cochran. Joel, you're working on a relationship with FEMA on some mitigation efforts and some insurance opportunities. Will you describe some of that?
Right. So Grand County government, prior to now, has historically not participated in the National Flood Insurance Program. And that program offered by FEMA, it's really one of their flagship programs, it underwrites local insurance policies up to $250,000 for flood insurance. And it's offered at a rate sometimes as much as 10% under the market rate. So if insurance was $3,000, let's say, for $250,000 of coverage, then with the FEMA program in place, underwritten by State Farm and other local carriers, then the price package could be $300,000, as an example. So the county, with some dramatic changes on the landscape, is moving forward towards participation in that program. There's a few steps for us to undertake, and we're involved in those right now. And we're hoping to apply to be in that FEMA program, in the flood insurance program, probably around the first part of May. And then for many properties, there'll be a 30-day waiting window before their coverage will apply. So that could be in early June.
Does the FEMA program insist on certain mitigation efforts to qualify, or how do you qualify for that as a county?
Well, for the county to qualify, we have to put in place floodplain regulations which change and modify our building code, potentially our planning code, and we'll have to adjust ways that new construction occurs in Grand County. Some of the towns in Grand County already participate in this program, like Winter Park, Hot Sulphur, and Grand Lake and Granby. They're already in the National Flood Program, so their communities are already, you know, regulated with floodplain regulations. So that's what will be new for Grand County. Homeowners don't need to do anything. They just need to decide if they have a flood risk or a risk that's unknown to them and they want this coverage. And they should go and purchase that, through their primary insurance carrier.
Now, by setting up this relationship with FEMA, and does that mean that these regulations that you're agreeing to for the building codes and whatnot is that a permanent thing?
Right. Grand County would put in place floodplain regulations, and FEMA then would create a regulated floodplain. And that's just where FEMA maps, floodplain maps come from. And you can look on their map store, on the FEMA map store, and you can look now at Granby as an example, and you can see how the regulated floodplain looks in the different zones, which, drive the cost and things of their insurance. And so that will be in place permanently, and as long as Grand County wants to participate, and then its homeowners can have access to that insurance program.
And Joel, can homeowners expect to hear from the county if they're in a floodplain, or is the burden on the homeowner to discover whether or not they need to mitigate and or sign up for insurance?
Great question. I'm glad you asked that one. I know our message today is that it is on the homeowner largely. And I know we do have some what are called damage survey reports being done as part of a grant program that's called the Emergency Watershed Protection Program. And we are working to apply for funds and our application with that. So some homeowners may have already been spoken to about, some direct impact from a stream or river to their property. But most homeowners are going to need to be responsible themselves and approach this with the equation of, have I had flooding in the past? Is my property low-lying? If I have a high runoff, spring runoff year, I get parts of my yard or my home wet with water in a way that I don't like. Well, then this year would be the year right now, as soon as they can get on their property, to take steps to harden their property and make it more resilient to water. Because we're being told by, the water hydrology scientists at the National Weather Service that we could see 14 times the amount of water that we normally would see in our streams and rivers. And that's a pretty significant increase. So homeowners now, if they have questions about this, should be surveying the property, talking to their insurance company, contacting us if they have questions. We can help them, but we don't go on sites and do site surveys on their properties.
Talking to Joel Cochran from Grand County's Office of Emergency Management. Joel, it sounded like you were saying that it's going to take up to a month to qualify for the insurance. Is that correct? Do I have that right?
There is a waiting period of 30 days once the county gets the, we become a participating county in the program. There's a 30-day waiting period. And the times when that is not put in place is if someone were to do something with their mortgage, right? So if you go buy a new home and we're participating in the program, in the flood insurance program, and your underwriter of your loan thinks you should have flood insurance, then you're immediately eligible to join the program. But a homeowner that has an existing property, existing mortgage, doesn't create a trigger, so to speak, that makes them have their lender look at their loan, then they are in a 30-day waiting period. So there's a couple of things happening there.
So it sounds like we could see flooding at any time if temperatures warm up really quickly or we get a lot of rain or something. So time is of the essence, essentially, yes?
I would agree. And this was really the focus of our press release last week that came out of the Grand County Government's office, because we wanted to point out that there could be this gap. And if a homeowner is very concerned about this, then there is private flood insurance available. There's no requirement to wait for the national program. It should be less expensive, and it will be better for the future. But again, that was the point of that press release, was to just say that, you know, we can't exactly predict when runoff's going to start. We don't know what the nighttime warm-up cycle will be that makes that happen. And we also don't know about a rain on snow event or spring rain event that could happen here, you know, in May when the national flood insurance program is not available. And so we were just putting out, you know, just a cautionary advisement to the public to be smart about their own situation and their own property and make good decisions for themselves.
And Joel, we've obviously had a real economic upheaval in this area and all across the country and around the world with the pandemic. Some people are hurting financially. Is there economic assistance or financial assistance available for people that might not have the money, but they do have the property?
Right. So the Grand Foundation has their wildfire fund, and their application process is very easy to navigate. It's online at their website on the main page. And I would encourage anyone that has questions or has financial needs to go there for assistance, you know, with maybe flood insurance type things. And I'd also like to just put a note out that we did receive a Small Business Administration award of a declaration for disaster. And that, I know we think of that's for small businesses only, but they have a loan program for homeowners, and they're taking applications through the 26th of April. So for a few more weeks, people have the opportunity to apply to the SBA for low interest loans. And that may help someone in the short term, and it may help them in the long term to rebuild or something like that. So those are a couple of financial options.
And Joel, is there a central location where people can find as much information as they can on this whole program, like a website or something?
So, great question. Our website will direct you to the SBA site, to the Small Business Administration site, or you can go simply to that site, and there's a link right on their main page if you've been involved in a disaster. And if anybody has any questions about that, they can contact us, and we'll get them into the portal or help them navigate that if they need help.
Yeah, if people do have questions, what's the best way to reach your agency?
Instead of me giving an email address, I'll shoot you the best address, and maybe you could rebroadcast that for us. My email address as an option is jcochran@co.grand.co.us.
Fantastic. And Joel, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Well, thanks for the opportunity to talk about this, and I look forward to working and speaking with you guys in the future.
Okay, well, be glad to put out your announcement, so keep us in the loop on what's going on, and we'll share that with our listeners. Joel Cochran is the Grand County Office of Emergency Management Director, and he's off to another meeting here shortly, so thanks for taking the time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.